Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about your VA business plan, so your virtual assistant business plan. And if you followed me for any time or know anything about me, you know I am a project manager by trade. That's what I did for the last several years in corporate America. So planning is near and dear to my heart. So if you're somebody who likes systems and you like checklists and you are a fan of planning, and really even if you're not, I think it's still important to really have a plan for your VA business. Now, this isn't your typical business plan that you would, you know, get from, let's say, the small business community, because you're not asking for funding or investors. So those typical business plans for more brick and mortar type businesses are not what you need. You really need something specific for what it is that you're trying to achieve or the type of business that you're trying to build, which in this case is some sort of VA business that's in the VA industry. And the benefit to this plan is it really is going to make you step back and take stock of, you know, why are you doing this? And do you know how much time and money and energy you have to invest? Things that you may not have thought of before. And I really recommend before you even dive into a VA business plan that you've actually taken time to do some research to see if this industry is even for you, because it's not for everybody. A great way to find out if this industry is for you is you can certainly join my free VA training vault. It's full of information, but it's also full of how-to training. It will kind of give you the skinny, if you will, on the VA industry. So make sure you check that out. I've provided a link in the description for the podcast. So make sure you grab that if you haven't already done so. All right, so back to our VA business plan. It's really going to help you, once again, kind of get that 30,000 foot level view of what and how you're going to accomplish your dream of starting your own VA business, whether it's a full-blown business that allows you to quit your soul-sucking job or if it's something that you're doing on the side. Either is a great thing for you to do. So I actually have a free VA business plan template that is made up of the things that I'm going to talk about on this podcast. I've also included that as a resource in the description, so feel free to grab that as well. Now, if you prefer to read, I also have a blog post that goes into this detail, so you have some different options. So I don't want to overwhelm you, but let's dive into the VA business plan itself. So as I said, it's a good idea to have a plan, but this is not your typical plan that you would get from, you know, a bank or a small business association, because it's not the same. And what I really focus on in this VA business plan or my template are the following items. First, you obviously need to do the research. Have you done the research? Do you know joining the VA industry is for you? Remember, the VA industry is not made up of just admins. It's a diverse industry made up of all different types of skill sets, like the coaching industry. Okay. The next thing you need to focus on, if you haven't, is your why. You know, why do you want to do this? Why do you want to start a VA business? What is that driving force that is pulling you, so to speak, to do this? For me, it was freedom. And freedom means different things to different people. But freedom, in every sense of the word, freedom to make my own choices, not to have to work for somebody else, to be able to do what I love, all of those things. So you really need to step back and say, why are you doing this? And the reason this is important is because it's going to be the driving force when you have a bad day or a bad month, because you're going to have some hard times and you need something to keep you moving forward. So mine was freedom. I harnessed, I guess you want to say, the anger I had because I hated my job so much. I used that anger to help push me forward when I was feeling stuck and keep focused on my why. So if you're somebody who likes to do Pinterest boards or vision boards, it's a great thing to put your why where you can see it. And then the next thing you want to look at is, you know, investing. You can't start a business for absolutely nothing. I'm sorry, but that's the God honest truth. You have to invest money and time and energy in order to build a successful business. You know, what's the goal for you? And there's no wrong answer, Okay. Is this a short-term solution for funds, or is this going to replace your income? If you're like me, mine replaced my income. So I wanted a long-term, profitable, sustainable business. So I needed to invest in that foundation. The best thing I can tell you is invest in the foundation of your business if you want it to be for the long term. Okay, if you want a short-term business, that's great too, but you're still going to have to invest time, energy, and money. Right? It's your dream. Really focus on, okay, what is it that I can afford to invest? Again, not just money, but time and energy. If you're working a full-time job and have a family at home, how much time can you realistically set aside? I know social media is going to tell you otherwise, but let's just be realistic here. You can't start a business for free, for absolutely nothing. And then your schedule. How much time do you have to invest in learning what you need to learn and implementing the systems that you need? And yes, you need systems. Really, how much time and energy do you have? And once you get clients, when can you actually work with them? Now, here's the biggest issue that I see for those of you offering admin type services. Most clients need you while you're at work, and you can't work and have clients at the same time. So you might want to look at offering some other type of skill set, what I would call a back-end skill set, which allows you to do the work whenever you want, so you're free to do it when and where you want. You're not tied to your computer during regular business hours. It makes it very difficult to start your business on the side if you have admin-only services. So I offered tech services, so I could do those whenever I wanted, and I just had to deliver on time. But you still need to be realistic. It's one thing, how much can you set aside to build your business, but then how much can you set aside to work with clients? Because you need to do client work in order to build up that income so you can quit your job, right? How much do you need to earn? This is a huge question, and this is part of your research. Before you quit your job, know how much you need to replace your income. This is your baseline rate. Okay, please, please, please don't listen to people that tell you, oh, charge $35 an hour if you don't know what to charge. Charge $40. I'm sorry, but how in God's name do they know what you need to charge? I'd have gone out of business. My baseline rate was $50 an hour. So if I had to listen to those so-called experts, I wouldn't be here today. Everybody has their own baseline rate. Do the work to figure out what it is. And I've got a resource for that too. And I put that in the podcast description. It's a spreadsheet. I also have a YouTube video series on how to set your rates, because if you don't charge your baseline rate, you're going to go out of business because you can't pay your bills. So figure out what that number is. And yes, your rates are based on the services that you're offering. So if you're offering admin services, you're going to be on the lower end scale than if you're doing, let's say, tech services. Okay. What services do you want to offer? We were just talking about that. There's tech services, there's admin services, there's specialty services like a piece of technology like MailerLite or WordPress. There is strategic type skills, which would be Facebook ads or content marketing, right? Or social media marketing. So there's all these different services that you can offer. The most important thing I would say is only offer what you love to do. There's no sense in offering something that you don't enjoy. I made that mistake. So really take some time to figure out what do you want to offer, whether it's right now or later. I mean, there are skills that you have today that you could start offering to just get some confidence and some experience as you learn other skills that you can then offer, excuse me, instead. So if you don't want to do those admin type services, really look at doing those back-end services, which would be systems, strategic, technology, those type of things, because you can do them whenever you want. Your target or niche. Okay, so this is something that a lot of people struggle with. And your niche is really going to help you get in front of the right people that need what you're selling. And I actually have a free masterclass. I know I'm loading you up on things on this podcast. That is going to walk you through niching. It's a very simple strategy that everybody that seems to have gone through the class has gotten great value out of. It's a three series that walks you through figuring out the services that you want to offer and the niche. Right, and then how to actually go out and find that niche. So it's a really great class. It's free, and you can watch it on your own time. But niching is one of those things that you must do. And I know it's not easy to do. People go, well, I can work for entrepreneurs. Well, sure you can, but how are you going to get your message across in front of 100 million people? You're just lost in the shuffle.
versus if you get in front of women business coaches who only work with women over 40, and I know people cringe, but you can get in front of 100 people and all 100 people will hear your message and you'll have 100 clients. It's a numbers game. That's why you niche, okay? That doesn't mean you turn away business. If someone lands on your doorstep, that's not in your niche, okay? Your perfect day, so, so important. This is what you're dreaming for. Maybe this isn't what you have right away, but this is the dream of the business that you're building, that in 2 years' time, and that's not a guarantee, that's just a number, that you'll be able to have quit your soul-sucking job and only work 5 hours a day so you have time with your children and your family or you want to travel. That's what your perfect day. So this marries really well with your why. Okay, why are you building your business and what is it that that business wants to look like in that dream? Because you can achieve that, but you don't know what that, or you can't achieve it until you know what that is. And then last but not least, really looking at what do you need to set up your virtual assistant, okay? This is going to kind of get you forward. I mean, the three biggest things you get out of this, well, actually, there's several. Your why, but also your rate, also your services, and your niche. Those are the foundations of a successful business. And then you need to actually implement your key business systems, which are the foundation or the pillars of your business. Right? So, so important. So I know this podcast is a little longer than my others, but that is what my VA business plan really focuses on. And as I said, in the description, there's a place that you can grab that, right? So I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. I hope you found it valuable. Please feel free to share it with anybody you know that might be looking to join the VA industry. And I'd love for you to subscribe as well, as I put these out every week, and leave a comment if you found value in this, or even if you have any questions. I read them all and answer them all. So thanks for your time, and I'll see you next week. Bye.